Same-sex couples in England and Wales can get married from tomorrow. A poll carried out for BBC Radio 5 Live suggests 68% of people are in favour of gay marriage, with 26% opposed. Another question in the poll revealed about one in five would turn down an invitation to a same-sex wedding. The poll didn't ask about the popularity of opposite-sex weddings, so we're going to do that now. We're already getting emails. Pat says, I don't enjoy going to weddings. I prefer a good funeral. You don't have to buy a gift. Gareth McLean is a writer. Georgia Tolley is the author of the wedding blog, Before the Big Day. So you're going to speak up for weddings, are you, Georgia?
I certainly am.
What's so great about them?
They're about love. And it's the one day that you can truly celebrate love. You can shake off the cynicism, you can suspend your disbelief and really run with the idea that this is a couple in love and you can celebrate that experience for them.
Gareth McLean, are you going to pour cold water on all that
love?
Well,
I think, like love, weddings are the triumph of hope over experience. Because if you go to a real wedding with actual people, you realise that it's like a hotbed of family politics and where everyone's sat and who's been invited and who hasn't. And then there's guests being judgy about the dress, the food, the groom. You know, everything's up for grabs in that respect. And there's a big trend now, I think, for weddings to be kind of unpredictable. So, and that's become predictable in a way. So now you've got a choreographed wedding dance. And I've seen the bride smack the groom because he got the steps wrong in that. I've seen wedding cakes that are, you get truckles of cheese instead of cake. Everyone's so desperate to make their special day even more special and unique.
But is variety not the spice of life? If you go to a lot of weddings, does that not mean they're all a little bit different?
Well, yeah, it does. And I think, you know, since sort of religion's taken a back seat with weddings, you are free to impose much more of your own personality on them. But some people's personality shouldn't really be imposed on large-scale events.
I think that's outrageous. This, honestly, the wedding day, it's about the couple, and it's about them showing their personality through this day when they're obviously often going to spend quite a lot of money. And it's important that rather than it being a sort of fresh from the packet, everyone do the same thing, it's key that you show your personality through your wedding.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, I think bespoke is the way to go if you're going to do that. And, you know, I've been to some lovely weddings. One of the best weddings I was at, the couple had an MDMA punch and we ended up hiding in a cubicle in the toilets from the groom's mum. So, you know, I've had fun at weddings. But other ones, I think, oh, I wish I hadn't come to this. Because you've spent money on the gift, you've spent money on your outfit, you've spent money getting there and staying the night somewhere, and if the bar's not free, then you've spent money on that.
Okay,
and then and then you're like, oh, don't start me on just the evening do invites.
Okay, I'm with you on the bar. There should never be a situation where you have to pay for your drinks or food. I have heard of people having to pay for food.
Really?
Well, you get these food trucks now, which are the sort of the new trend.
Yeah.
And so I agree with that. It should be a free party and it should be fantastic for that reason. However, you're not shaking off your cynicism. It's there in layers of cynicism, and you don't believe in the fairy tale romance.
No, I don't believe in fairy tales. I don't believe in happy ever after.
Hold on, George. I mean, have you never been to a bad wedding?
Well, I have been to several weddings where you are required to pay for drinks, and that always does take the sheen off things. And for me, I think I understand that there are budgetary issues, and what you just have to do is invite less people so that you can pay for the drinks. But, and yes, there have been a few, well, a really
Name
bad
names.
Wedding.
Mr.
I have been to a wedding where it was obvious that they weren't going to stay together. And
why was it obvious?
See, that sounds like my idea of a brilliant wedding.
When the bride turns around and viciously pierces lasers at the groom as she walks up the aisle because he's wearing the wrong buttonhole or something like that, which I have seen where he's sort of got the suit wrong. And she's more preoccupied with the decorations and the way things look than her husband. And you know that it's going to go.
Oh, yeah, so like a bridezilla. A friend of mine went to a wedding once, and during his groom's speech, he asked everyone to put their hand under the table, and there was an envelope with a photograph in it, and it was the bride getting off with the best man.
No, that's apocryphal.
That's actually happened.
No.
And he wanted her family to spend all this money on the big day, and then he walked out.
Oh my God.
But Georgia, for people who are maybe of a certain age and a lot of their friends are getting married at the same time, I mean, sometimes they have to go to 7 or 8 weddings a year.
Yeah, I've had friends.
Is that always a joyous occasion every time?
Well, it's a popularity contest. Ultimately, if you've been invited to 8 weddings one summer, you're a really popular person, and you should appreciate that.
No.
And ultimately, remember that as long as you get married, all of those presents are going to come right on back to you. So it's all about giving and receiving.
Oh, it's just grabby, I think. I mean, it's obviously same-sex marriage is great for the wedding industry, But when you see people going around John Lewis with their little kind of Star Trek sort of thingy tricorder, writing down what they want.
You need to be married just to do that.
Especially when people are sort of together for years before. I mean, I think my attitude to weddings was set when I was young, because whenever we drove past one, my mum would slow down the car, roll down the window and shout out, "Don't do it, you mad fools," and then drive off. But that passes for congratulations in Scotland.
And she was a registrar. Susan O'Flynn says, "Weddings, I hate them and avoid at all costs. Although I did attend my own, my husband and I told nobody about it, sneaked off to a registry office. Witnesses were two lovely strangers who were town hall staff, and the only family member to almost attend was our faithful dog who waited in the car." Now, why do people do that?
Now, that's beautiful. That's so, eloping is so romantic, because it makes it about you and your partner. And honestly, if we can't celebrate love, I mean, without sounding like a Beatles song, what actually is there in life if there isn't love and celebrating love?
There's an ending.
Oh, I may cry.
Gareth McLean, I think we all are. Gareth McLean and Georgia Tolley. Let's get the headlines now from Cathy.